हरे कृष्ण। बी नॉट डिस्ट्रैक्टेड, डिसहार्टेंड और डिफीटेड, बी डिवोटेड। सपोज अ फुटबॉल प्लेयर इज प्लेइंग फुटबॉल एंड इज चार्जिंग टुवर्ड्स द ऑपोजिट साइड्स गोल, एंड एज दे मूविंग टुवर्ड्स द गोल सडनली दे स्टार्ट लुकिंग एट द स्पेक्टेटर्स, एंड व्हाइल दे लुकिंग देयर समबडी टेक्स अवे द बॉल एंड दे लूज द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू मेक द गोल। सो डिस्ट्रैक्शन इज समथिंग विच कैन बी वेरी कैन डैमेज आर प्रॉस्पेक्ट्स लाइक दैट। और सपोज दिस फुटबॉल प्लेयर इज मूविंग टुवर्ड्स द गोल एंड एट दैट टाइम दैट प्लेयर स्टार्ट्स थिंकिंग ऑल द टाइम्स व्हेन दे हैव मिस्ड द गोल इन द पास्ट, दे हैव फेल्ड टू गो बियॉन्ड द गोल कीपर, मिस द टारगेट, एंड दे विल बिकम डिसहार्टेंड एंड दे विल स्टॉप मूविंग फॉरवर्ड, एंड दैट प्लेयर will because of the disheartenment not guard the ball, and again the ball will be taken away or be defeated. That means the be not distracted or disheartened, be devoted. We need to be the football player to be able to reach the goal and to hit the goal has to be focused on moving forward, on navigating whatever obstacles are there, finding a way to go beyond and eventually hit the goal. So if the football player is talented, they can do it, but they have to be careful. They have to be focused. So something similar applies to us when we try to do something spiritually purposeful in our life. So when we try to focus on Krishna and we try to move closer to Krishna by practicing the process of bhakti, at that time the mind often distracts us. Think of this, think of that, and that there are these, and if we just start thinking of this and that, then we don't think about Krishna, we don't think about serving Krishna, and then we can't move forwards in our journey towards Krishna. And thus, the opportunity that we had for serving, that gets lost because of our distractedness. On the other hand, what may also happen is we are moving forwards and we are not getting distracted externally, but we get disheartened internally. That means, we start thinking, oh, I tried this so many times in the past, it has never worked. And how is it likely to work now? It's not going to work. What is the use of even trying? Let me just give it up. So if you become disheartened in this way, that is also a problem. So instead of becoming distracted or disheartened, we need to stay devoted. We know that we are eternal parts of Krishna. And Krishna loves us no matter what happens. अपिचेत सुदुराचारो भजते मामरण्य भाग साधुरेव समन्तव्य सम्यक विवसितो हि सः। कृष्णा सेज दैट नो मैटर हाउ मेनी रॉन्ग एक्टिविटीज माय डिसाइड डिवोटी डज, द डिवोटी इज डिटरमिंड टू सर्व मी, देन दैट डिवोटी इज टू बी कंसीडर्ड सेंटली, एंड क्षिप्रम भवति धर्मात्मा शश्वत शांतिम निगच्छति, सून दे विल बिकम पीसफुल एंड दे विल बिकम पायस। कौंतेय प्रतिजानी ही न मे भक्त प्रणश्यति, नो ओ कौंतेय दैट माई डिवोटी विल नेवर पेरिश। So, because of the mind's influence, because of the culture's influence, you know, we can get distracted or disheartened. But rather, even if we get distracted, even if we feel disheartened, if we keep our vision on the mind or on the world, that distraction and that disheartenment will increase. But if we turn our vision towards Krishna, hearing His words from the Gita, in feeling His healing presence in our heart by practicing bhakti yoga, by chanting His holy names, by praying to Him, by singing His glories, by all this, we will move closer to Krishna and we will relish His sublime, healing, uplifting presence. And by being devoted to Krishna, no matter how many times we fall, no matter how many times we slip, we will be able to gain our footing back, rise and march onwards. And ultimately, it is Krishna's promise that we will attain Him. So rather than becoming disheartened or distracted, we can stay devoted. And even if we become disheartened or distracted, as soon as we realize what has happened, we again become devoted. And by being devoted thus, we march steadily towards Krishna and ultimately attain Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.